Come on. This should be it, right? Yeah, it's been a while. Okay, then can I have the ca- Hey! No. You promised you'd rest. Yes, that includes opening the front door. Thank you. And here we go. Okay. I never did come here much, did I? Everything here just feels foreign to me. All right, come on, let's go up and over the threshold, and there we go. Safe and sound. Well, relatively. Oh, well, no, baby. I really can't say I was ever too fond of your living arrangements. What with so many suspicious humans swarming in one place? No, it just makes me uneasy. It always feels like I'm just one wrong move away from being shot down like an animal. Or, well, you know what I mean. But it doesn't matter. Maybe if it's enough to put me on edge, then it'll be enough to keep the rest of them away, too. Whatever keeps you safe while you continue resting up. And how are you doing? Yes, I know I've asked a thousand times, but you still haven't said if there's anything I can get you. Yes, I asked when you were being discharged. And yes, when we got in the car, too. Okay, yes, and when I pulled the wheelchair into the back, and when I pulled it back out when we got home. Okay, I can't help it, all right? But no, I don't need a hug right now. No, you're just gonna have to get used to being spoiled and possibly restrained if you keep trying to get out of that wheelchair. Oh, yes, and I'm sure when you're allowed to move onto the cane, then that's just what we'll do. But for now, just try to rest and let me take care of you. Okay? Thank you. Now, a doctor said it should only just be a few more days. Then you go back and we'll see what the doc says about your injuries. Are you maybe hungry? I know they don't have the best food there. Really? Are you sure? I don't mind making anything if you are. Me? No, not yet, but hey, how about maybe I can interest you in some soup for later? Yeah, I can take a few hours to make it from scratch so it'll heal you even faster than the human stuff. What? I mean, yeah, I would buy the stuff from the human store. Point? Hey, don't bully me. Anyway, yes, I'll definitely make you some soup so we can get started on some roasted chicken and get it all shredded up, and then we can just, well, okay, first, let's see what we've got in the fr- Oh! Oh God, I wish I didn't have a fucking nose! Oh God, that's awful. Oh, okay. Remind me later to clean out your fridge. It doesn't smell like anything is salvageable in there. In fact, let's just open a window in here and just. Oh, God. I'll be surprised if you have an appetite after that. But it does give me a great excuse to run to the store and pick up the. Wait, no. I should probably have it delivered. Oh, well, yeah, but I'd hate to leave you here alone and defenseless. No, absolutely not. No, I am not making that mistake again. Now, just let me put an order in for some groceries, and as soon as they get here, I'll get started. Okay, let's keep this chicken broth on a simmer, and. Ooh, okay. The chicken's ready to be shredded. What? What? I see you looking at me from over the island. Don't think I don't see that smirk. And you must like what you see to be staring that hard. My silly hunter. Even a hair's breadth away from death, and you are still quite the impressive male of your species, aren't you? I love you too. But if I knew wearing your cooking apron was going to get this kind of reaction, well, I suppose there'll be enough time for that soon. Okay, so that's shredded in the pot. Now let's move on to the carrots and chop some of these and throw them in the... Wait, where's the celery? Oh, yes, perfect. Even if disgusting. Oh, no. I've just always hated the stringiness of celery, but I don't know. My mom would always swear it'd make my bones stronger and my muscles move faster, and so of course, you know, running with a bunch of dudes in the pack, I wanted to leave them in my dust, so I fell for that hook, line, and sinker. But now, I'm this old and I still add it whenever I think I need a little extra kick of a superpower. silly, huh? Yeah, she tried her best. I think most moms do. Well, except for the lessers. Okay, onion. No. Ah, onion. There. Alright, now let's put the onions on here so they can caramelize and get that deep savory taste with that faint hint of sweetness. No, it's just my dad, as good a hunter as he was when I was small, he had an odd love for gardening, and Mom loved to cook Dad his favorite meal. A big, piping hot bowl of caramelized onion soup with a heavy, hearty loaf of bread. So now, when anyone gets ill or sick, I want to make them a big, piping bowl of soup, too. Okay, I think we can take this out of the pan and into the pot you go. Ooh, this is starting to look so good. Oh, and it smells even better. Oh, the whole house smells mouthwatering. I really can't wait for you to try it. What? You can't say that. Making a grown wolf blush like that? What's wrong with you, huh? Well, it's because it does make me happy. I like taking care of you. I want you forever. Yeah. I'll be your hot little nurse chef, or chef nurse. Whatever. I'll wear the chef apron and a nurse's cap and some stockings and we'll call it good. I like that. It's good to hear you chuckle again. I really missed it. Oh, sweetie, I missed you too. Oh, did you now? Dream about me? Well, how about this? I think the soup is almost ready, so I'm gonna go pour us two piping hot bowls of the good stuff. Take the cheesy garlic bread out of the oven and slice it up, and then I'll bring everything over and you can tell me all about this tree. Okay? Yeah, here we go. Oh, look out, baby. It's really hot and I really don't want you to burn yourself. Yeah, and then just let me set everything down here. And then I can get my reward. Oh. Goodness, I love you. Oh, yeah. We can watch a movie or a TV show, whatever you want. Oh, no, nope, not. I do not care what we watch.
All I want is just to be next to you, doing calming things like eating with you and watching TV beside you and just really soaking up all that last time I missed with you. Is that okay, baby?